Intel's restructuring and job cuts. Just wanted to kind of bring this up. They announced this week they're going to restructure. They're going to cut 12,000 jobs, which is about 11% of their workforce, which is a huge cut for a company this size.
Well, it also makes you realize, well, it's it is a huge cut for a company this size. It is a huge cut, period. It also makes you realize, a lot of people don't realize just exactly how huge Intel is.
Right.
That they, you know, they can cut 12,000 people and that's still, you know, 10-11% of their, you know, employees. That's a huge number of employees at Intel.
Yeah, if you think about it, that means they have essentially 120,000 employees or so in the organization. The restructuring part of it is more of, it looks like they're going to, like for a couple of quarters now, they've focused on IoT, maybe 4 or 6 quarters, they focused on Internet of Things and cloud infrastructures. And they saw huge growth in those areas, profitability in those areas. And so they're kind of redirecting things that way. So the 12,000 people that are going to be fired don't know yet because, you know, now they've made the decision to do it. They have to go down through the system and figure out who those people are, which is, I'm sure, is a nightmare as both a manager and as an employee waiting for that kind of stuff to happen. But it's the brief little editorial I wrote, which is not very long, kind of goes into the mindset of what you may think or worry about as an enthusiast, somebody who watches our show, builds PCs, is interested in this type of stuff.
We're going to stop making awesome processors.
Yes, that is the risk, right? But I also point out that Intel's, even in recent history, has done this a couple of times where they have this cyclical back and forth love-hate relationship with like actual PC performance components, right? You remember the netbook craze that happened in what, 2002 or something like that, 2004, where Intel was going to focus on the super low power, super cheap, inexpensive designs. As it turns out, people wanted more performance than that, so they kind of came back to it. And then they refocused on, hey, we're going to build mobile phone chips, smartphone chips. And it was too little, too late on that, you know, and that kind of took their drive and direction. But then, you know, fairly recently as I guess 18 months ago, when they released parts like Devil's Canyon, right, which was a specific processor built and skewed out for enthusiasts, for gamers, for overclockers. They had done several things along those areas to rededicate themselves to, hey, it turns out it's not a growing business, but it's a very profitable business. It's possible that we're just in one of those cycles again. We wait 6 more months, Intel's going to come back around and be like, yeah, turns out we love you guys, PC gamers, here's another part. But one of these times it may stick. Intel may give up on us for whatever that means, right? They're not going to stop making processors for notebooks or for PCs, but they could just de-emphasize it more than they have in current, or I'd say in recent generations, which is something to worry about, right? And it's something that everybody in the ecosystem has to worry about. When Intel worries about it, Asus, MSI, Gigabyte, NVIDIA, AMD, everybody else has to worry about it. Us, right? Like, we have to worry about, like, well, if nobody's building computers anymore, I guess there's no need for a PC per or a this week in computer hardware, right? So it's something to keep an eye on and keep discussing, I guess. But I think we'll know more in the coming months as we find which divisions inside Intel are getting hit the most in terms of the cuts, right? Whether or not they're going to drop a bunch of engineers, whether or not they're going to drop a bunch of marketing, a bunch of administration. Like, that will give us a better indication of kind of what their direction is internally and what they think their direction is going to be for the next, you know, several years.